Security at all U.S. ports is tighter than ever. All around the Great Lakes, for example, the Coast Guard has stepped up security. The Coast Guard is protecting water supplies, scrutinizing foreign vessels, and generally looking for anything suspicious. NPR's Marianne Akers reports from Chicago.
Protecting the Great Lakes begins at the St. Lawrence Seaway. It's the only port of entry for commercial vessels coming in from the Atlantic. Coast Guard Petty Officer Paul Roskowski says no ship passes through here without inspection.
We are boarding it at Montreal with the Canadians. We are looking into making sure the crew checks out, that there's no known terrorists or anybody on board, or making sure the cargo they have is what they say they have on board.
Coast Guard cutters are scouring the shorelines and harbors of the Great Lakes from Buffalo, New York, and Erie, Pennsylvania, to Detroit, Duluth, Minnesota, Milwaukee, and Chicago. Cutters operating out of the Calumet Harbor in Chicago are patrolling Lake Michigan 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And the assignment is dramatically different from what the Coast Guard normally does. Maurice Pendel, a 24-year-old petty officer, runs one of the cutters. He says usually it's search and rescue or aids and navigation.
Anti-terrorism was not something that you would even think of for us, especially, I mean, we're in the Great Lakes, and it's a big difference now.
Pendel and his crew, ranging in age from 18 to 23, are patrolling designated security zones all along the shoreline of Lake Michigan. These include water filtration plants and water intake cribs on the lake where Chicagoans get their drinking water. Pendel is under orders to make sure no boat comes within a mile of those security zones, and that's really all he knows.
Our orders are just to protect these areas, keep vessels within a safe distance of these areas. That's all I'm aware of.
There are other security zones on Lake Michigan, but the Coast Guard won't reveal what those are. It's likely they include the four nuclear power plants located on Lake Michigan and three nuclear power plants on Lake Erie. In Chicago, the police department's marine unit is helping to enforce the federal security zones along with the city's own measures. Officers on this marine boat are patrolling the Chicago River, which winds through downtown and along the heart of the city's financial district known as the Loop.
Truthfully, at this point in time, you know, there are no such thing as far-fetched ideas about what might take place.
Lieutenant Earl Zolke is in charge of the Chicago Marine Unit.
You know, be it on a boat, be it at some kind of a city facility or infrastructure, be it in the river. So we have to look at everything, you know, with kind of a second glance.
He points to the underbelly of one of the 18 bridges that connect Chicago's financial district with the rest of the city.
So obviously the city is concerned with the bridge infrastructure around the city. The city is concerned with other, you know, public structures, water facilities, public utilities, high-profile buildings.
Fixtures that define Chicago, like the Merchandise Mart, the Mercantile Exchange, and the giant Sears Tower soaring way up into the sky. Local commercial boat operators are heightening their own security, too, at the request of the Coast Guard. Michael Borgstrom is vice president of Wendella Boats, which runs commuter and tour boats all along the river. He's just put up a new sign that says bags are subject to inspection. And he wonders, will he now have to check the briefcases and pocketbooks of commuters he sees every day?
We're a little unsure what direction to take. I guess there's that fine line between trying to be secure and, you know, stepping on people's rights, but we have to determine that. I guess we're all kind of learning as this is going on here.
It's a learning process for the Coast Guard, too. The agency is struggling to protect all of the nation's 361 ports. And the commandant of the Coast Guard says it would take at least a year just to do a thorough risk assessment of the 50 busiest ports. Marianne Akers, NPR News, Chicago.